जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु
सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वर गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम्
We have already seen that the ego is identified with the three things. One is the sakshi, body, and third one? Mind. No. It was sakshi is with the bhranti janyam. Body is karmajam. And the buddhi is Sahajam. Sahajam means it's natural, we can't do anything. And the karmajam also, we can't do anything because the actions have fructified, we have to enjoy and suffer. No way out, even a realized or unrealized person. He has to enjoy and suffer his prarabdha. Nothing can be done, prarabdha ends, body will fall. But the bhranti janyam, that I am thinking I am other than Sakshi. You think Sakshi is different from me. This is Bhranti Janam, this is delusion. How will that go? This is because of Ajnan. What is that ignorance? I do not know my own true nature. I am Sakshi itself. This will go by the knowledge of the self. That Sakshi, that Jeev is nothing but Brahman itself. We have to know that, but we don't accept it. Thousand times we say, you are Brahman, you say, no, still I am Jiva. And why it is so happening? Because of we are giving much importance to unreal. We are giving more importance to the unreal thing, so we are not able to accept it. But if this ego is removed by the knowledge, then all three egos are gone. Sahajam, Karmajam and Bhranti Janam, all three egos are gone. Thereafter it was said,
that this ego undergoes three states. One is susupti, jagrat, and swapna. In jagrat avastha, we have seen when the ego is identified with the causal body, karan sarir, with the subtle body, sukshma sarir, and with the gross body, sthula sarir. When the ego is identified with the all three bodies, we call it jagrat avastha. When the ego is identified only with the two bodies, causal body and the subtle body, we call it swapna avastha. When the ego is identified with only causal body, we call it susupti avastha. So in three avastha, ahankar is there. But in susupti, ahankar is very, very minimum. But still there. Why still there? Somebody is still enjoying and recording that I am happily sleeping, which we always say when we come out of the sleep. In the morning we say, we slept very well. So three avastas we have discussed. Ahankaralaye supto bhaveta deha api achetan. When we are in the deep sleep, when the ahankar is lay, not ahankar nas, it is absorption of the ego, not the destruction of ego. Ahankar lay susupto, what happens to the deha in susupti? Deha api unconscious, achetan. Ahankar vikasardha, when it is half, that means when it is identified with only causal body and subtle body, we call it sapnaha, that is the dream. And sarvastu jagra, when it is identified with all three bodies, we call it jagritavastha. What happens in the dream state was stated in verse number 11. Antahkarana vrittischa chitta chaya ekam agataha. When the antahkarana vritti, no word ego is used here, because the ego is very minimum at that time in the sapnavastha. So what is the identification there? Antahkarana vrittis are there, some vrittis, some thoughts are there. And chitta chaya, who is illuminating those vrittis? The dream state. What is dream state? Dream states are all vrittis, all thoughts. And who is illuminating? Chitta chaya. So, antahkaran vritti, chitta chaya, aikyam agata, they become one, vasana kalpayet sapne. And how this is being projected? What is the source? It is according to your vasana. Which vasana? Which you have experienced in your jagratavastha. Maybe in this life or maybe in the previous lives. Because vasana account is continuously. According to my vasana, I have got this body. According to my likes and dislikes, I have got this body. And I am adding or subtracting from that capital of vasana. Bodhai visyan bahi. And in the jagrita avastha, we are transacting with the world outside. Now, in verse number 12.
Manoham krittu padanam.
Manoham krittu padanam.
Lingam ekam jadatmakam.
Lingam ekam jadatmakam.
Avasthatrayam anveti.
Avasthatrayam anveti.
Jayate mriyate tatha.
Jayate mriyate tatha.
Manoham kritu padanam. Lingam ekam jadatmakam. Avasthatrayam anveti. Jayate mriyate tatha.
So Bharti Tirth ji, the author of the book, he had discussed ahankar. And after ahankar, antahkaran vritti, the sapnavastha, now he is coming to linga sarira. Linga sarira means subtle body. Linga means chinna. Chinna means sign.
So there is one body which is called linga sarira, subtle body. Lingayet anena iti linga sarira, by which we can understand that a person is living or dead. That is linga sarira. If I call any person Raju, 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 and if Raju responds, that means the linga sarira is there, the subtle body is there. If Raju is not responding, the linga sarira has gone. A dead body will never respond. And what has gone out? Linga sarira has gone. So the ling is the sign of life in a person. Like tricolor, our flag is a sign of India, nation. It represents nation. If you disrespect, you are disrespecting the nation. Similarly, if I ask how many people are inside the hall, somebody sitting outside will count the chappal, shoes, and will say so many people are inside. That is chinna, the sign is there. Without entering into the hall, one can count the chappal and say so many people are inside. And in 4,000, how many that? 440 volt or so many kilowatt volt, what the sign they give a sign, na? A skull and bone. These are all chinna, sign. Similarly, linga sarira is what? It is a sign. And what is the constitution? Mana aham kriti upadanam. It is composed of only two things. Mana and ahankriti, mind and ego. But we have studied in Tattva Bodh, there are 17 items, 5 Jnanendriya, 5 Karmendriya, Panchaprana, Mana and Buddhi, 17 items. And the ahankar word has not come there. There you have said mind and intellect, where is ahankar? And in Antakaran we know there are 4 things, Mana, Buddhi, very chitta in the 17 items. And here the author is saying there is only 2, linga sarira, subtle body is constituted of 2 things, mind and ahankriti, ego. This is according, it has a connection with the previous verses. In relation to that, it is said mind and ego. It means the same 17 items. Now you will ask, where is ahankar in that 17 items? Ahankar is included in the intellect. In the 17 items we have got 5 Jnanendriya, 5 Karmendriya and 5 Pranas, Man and Buddhi. Buddhi includes the ego and mind includes memory. This is the same 17 item, and then linga sarira, that is ekam, this is one. Each one of us, we have got one linga sarira, and that is ekam, not two. Lord Krishna sent Uddhav ji to gopis, and the gopis were all suffering because Lord was not there. The Lord sent Uddhav ji to go and console them. Uddhav ji went and said, you are very good devotees of the Lord, but you are doing only saguna brahma upasana. You are seeing the Lord in a form and you are attached to the form, sagun. But there is a nirguna also. Don't suffer. And he gave a lecture on the Nirgun Brahma, formless. And gopis wanted always saguna. So after the lecture, then gopi said, Udho man nahi das bees. Oh Udho, we don't have 10-20 minds. Udho man nahi das bees, ek hato so gayo syam sang. There was only one mind and that has gone with the syam. Syam means nirgun which has become sagun. He had only one mind, and that has gone with him. Ko aradhai. Now, how should we give our mind to Nirgun? We had only one mind, and that has gone. So, it is only one. Agar do teen hota, then okay, ek mind sagun, another mind goes to Nirgun. No, we had one mind, and that is already gone with the sagun Brahma. We don't have other mind. So, we are not able to accept your discourse. We believe in the sagun Brahma. And how is this jalatmakam? This is inert. Why it is inert? Linga sarir, which is constituted of 17 items, is made of pancha mahabhut. Which pancha mahabhut? Sukshma pancha mahabhut, subtle. It is made of subtle element. And all pancha mahabhut are inert. So anything made of inert will be inert only. Jadatmakam. So linga sarir is of inert nature. What is inert? Yesterday we were discussing what is inert, what is jad, what thing is living. The people say one which is moving is living. Fan is moving. Existence. So anything which is moving is not like fan is moving. We can't say the fan is sentient. Fan doesn't know itself. Fan doesn't know others also. So movement is not the sign of life. What is the sign? Knowledge. Knowledge is the sign of life. Ant has got the knowledge of its own existence. So we call ant as sentient, living being. Himalaya is so big, doesn't know its own existence. We will not say Himalaya is living. Jadatmakam. Avastha trayam anveti. This goes in three states. Avastha tray anveti. This avastha tray, what are these avastha tray? Jagrat, swapna and susupti. So this ego and mind, it goes into three states. And three states, it will come one after another. One state goes out, another comes. Then that one goes out, the third one comes. When I am in Jagrat, then Swapna is not there. And when the Swapna is there, Jagrat is not there. So one state at a time, they are there. Jayate mriyate tatha. And this is born and this dies. How? We know this subtle body is coming from many, many past lives. And how it was formed, that also is not known. What is the beginning point of this subtle body? Not known. We call it anadi. And people are trying to research which one is my first date of ajnan, my first body, how it came into existence. Our scripture says, don't research on that. At present you have got a jnana, you don't know your true nature, get the jnana and come out of it. What is the use of researching and finding out what is my first action? There is no need. So when you get the realization, when you get the knowledge of the self, then after the fall of body, the subtle body will also disintegrate. Gross body disintegrates, that we all see when we cremate or when you bury a dead body, it will disintegrate in course of time. But the subtle body continues its journey. How long it will continue? It will continue till you know your own true nature, It will continue, the journey will continue. So how long your subtle body is traveling? Millions of lives is traveling. Still it is existing with us. It will disintegrate if we realize in this birth. After the fall of body, this will also disintegrate. And the constituent upadharan karan, material cause, what is the material cause? Five great elements. This body is also, gross body is also made of five great elements. But this element, these elements are gross, thula. And the subtle body is made of subtle elements. The gross we are seeing disintegrating, but the subtle we don't know. When the subtle will disintegrate? When the karan sarir becomes zero. When the vasana becomes zero. If there is no causal body, no karan sarir, the question of sthula sarir, sushma sarir does not arise. So this is avasthatrayam anveti jayate mriyate tatha. But Lord has said, Ishwar ansa jeeva vinasi, chetan amal sahaj sukharasi. This is said by Ram in Ramayana by Tulsidasi. Jeeva, who is this jeeva? Ishwar ansa. He is a part of Ishwar. Ishwar ansa jeeva abhinasi. There is no question of death and birth of this. But here the author says, jayate mriyate ta. How do you explain? And this jeev is chetan, amal, sahaja sukharasi. He is existence, consciousness, bliss itself. He is abhinasi. How it is being said here? So this is explained in this way. When there is an association of subtle body and gross body, then we say it's a birth. And when the subtle body is disassociated with the gross body, we say dead. So connected with the gross body, we say jayate mriyate tatha. So there are two things. Sat is a different thing, or chetan is a different thing, or it is one and same. Raman Maharshi in Upadesar has said, Satya Bhasika Chitta Ke Atra Satya Hi Chit Chittaya Hi Aham. Sat is Chit, Chit is Sat. It's one and same. It's not that Sat is separate, Chit is separate, and bliss is separate. All three together is called Sat, Chit, and Anand. If Sat is without Chit, Sat will become inert. Sat, Chit, Anand. If you take it individually, Sat without Chit will become inert. Chit without Sat will become non-existent. Sat means existence. Chit means knowledge. Sat without Chit will become inert. Existence will become inert. Chit without existence will become non-existent. Simple mathematics. So therefore, Sat and Chit are one. That Raman Maharshi says in Upadesar. Understood that there is an Atman. Atman is Chit Swarup, and anything other than Chit is inert. This much is can be understood clearly. Only one Chit is there, and other than Chit, everything is inert. With the same analogy, if we say there is only one Sat, only one existence, and anything other than that existence is non-existence, there is only one existence, and if you see anything other than that, that is non-existent. If that be so, then the world is not existing, because there is only one Brahman, Satchitananda. He is only existing. He is only Chit Swarup. Other than that, everything is Achit, inert. World is inert, this much we understand, because the material cause is inert. But when we say Brahman is Satchit Ananda, only one Sat is existing, other than Sat, nothing else exists. That means the whole world which we are seeing is not existing. The immediate student asks, but we are experiencing world. You are saying that world is not there, it's not existing. According to that formula on paper and pen, with a pen and paper we can say, logically you can prove it is not existing. But I have got headache and stomach pain. How can I say it is not existing? Can I say that? I am transacting with the world. How can I say it is not existing? Kahan se aaya ye batao. Guru is very happy. When this question is raised, then Guru is very happy. He says, tumhare muh mein gur sakkar. Sweet. You are on the right track. You have asked me a very good question. Logically, the world is not there, it's not existing, because existence is only one. Other than that, Brahman, nothing exists except it. But I am experienced, I am suffering. How do you explain that? Sir Dardo, it's not existing. If somebody tells you it's not existing, will you accept it? No. In the next verse, author explains where from this world has come, what is this?
Shakti dvayam hi mayaya, shakti dvayam hi mayaya, vikshepabriti rupakam, vikshepa shakti lingadi, vikshepa shakti lingadi, brahmandantam jagat srijet, brahmandantam jagat srijet, shakti dvayam hi mayaya, vikshepabriti rupakam, vikshepa shakti lingadi, brahmandantam jagat srijet. I can't hear you all during the chanting. Please chant with me. Shakti dvayam hi mayaya, vikshepa vritti rupakam, vikshepa shakti lingadi, brahmandantam jagat srijet.
You have to chant, because in future you have to share this knowledge with others. That is the whole purpose of this study and the Chinmay Mission. When you go for a study class, if you can't chant it, where to break it, you have to know. So you mark in your book. The ultimate scheme is that each one of you will be going and forming a study group in your area and teach it to others, those who are not able to come here. So this way we have to spread the knowledge. And the purpose of sannyasa ashram is to share. In brahmacharya, we have to learn. In grihastha, we have to earn. You have to, whatever you have learned, apply it in your life. And in the vanaprastha, you have to turn from world. You have to turn, you have to start your upasana. And in the sannyasa ashram, whatever you have learned, you have to share with others. People are suffering, how to remove their suffering? So you have to give the knowledge of the scriptures. So what is the cause of this world? It is said there is a power called Maya. Sakti dvayam hi mayaya. Maya has got the two powers, sakti dvayam. What are those powers? Vichep abriti rupakam. One is the vichep. Vichep means projecting power. And abriti, veiling power. There are two powers of Maya. One is the abriti, veils. Veils what? It veils truth. Truth is inside and truth is Brahman is outside. So it veils truth inside. We are not able to know our own true nature. And outside, Brahman is the substratum of the whole world. We are not able to see that substratum. What we are seeing? We are seeing nam rup, nam rup, nam rup. We are seeing the form and the name, that's all. We are not able to see the Brahman outside. So who has done this thing? It is the Maya Sakti, Avaran Sakti. It has covered. And after covering, it has projected. Projected what? It has said, you are not that Atman, you are body. This is the projection for us. And outside, it has covered the substratum and projected millions of things. Sakti dayam. Then what this vichep sakti does? Vichep sakti lingadi brahmandatam jagat srijet. That vichep sakti, the projecting power, lingadi, subtle body. We just now studied about the linga sarir. Ling, it has created, that Maya has created, which has got two power. Out of that two power, avaran sakti has covered the truth and the vichep sakti has created. Created what? Lingadi, from the subtle body to brahmand, ant, all the brahmand. From subtle body to everything, gross body and whole of brahmand created. Jagat srijet, it created everything. And how is this power? This power is anirvachaniya, it cannot be described. Incomprehensible, you cannot comprehend this sakti. And in the scripture it says, aghatit ghatana patiyasi, the thing which has never happened, it will show it has happened. It is perfectly, it will show it has happened. You won't find any flaw anywhere. So perfectly it has. And who has done it? Maya. Kabir Das ji says, Maya Mahathagni. Mahathagni, it's science. It cheats you, it robs you. It will never allow you to go up to the truth. Even if you are coming near, if you are in the satsang, you might be feeling sleepy. Maya has come, sleep has come, so that you don't listen. Khatam ho gaya. It obstructs. Vedanta says, Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya, Maya has said, Jagat Satya Brahma Mithya. This is our understanding now. We say Jagat is real because we are experiencing it, we are transacting with it. But Vedanta says, no, Jagat is Mithya, it is not there, not existing. Brahma is Satya. So how do you explain these 14 worlds, river, trees, plants, millions of items? How do you explain? It is said because of Maya. From the Maya it has come. And you all know in the Tattva Bodh you have seen Brahma is there and he has got a power, and with that power came first space, from space came air, from air came fire, from fire came water, and from water came earth. And with this five great element, first it was in the subtle form, and after grossification it became gross element. Five subtle elements, five gross elements. With the five subtle elements, the linga sarir was made. Subtle body was made from the subtle element. Why it is called subtle? Because we can't perceive it with our organs of perception. So it is called sukshma sarir. And when the subtle body goes out from the gross body, we can't see it because it is made of subtle elements. And the gross body is made of gross element. Whole world is made of gross element. So from Maya, everything is generated. Different meaning of Maya. The word Maya, we use it frequently. First meaning, Maya. Aapke paas Maya hai. If you go to the market and you want to buy something, do you have money? Maya hai, Maya. Maya means money. In Hindi, Maya means money also. Do you have Maya? Do you have money? Second, for men, women are Maya. For women, men are Maya. If you are not speaking truth, we call it he is Mayavi, he is jhuta, he is not telling truth, he is speaking lie. So, Mayavi, that is also Maya. The magician shows the magic, he shows Maya Jal. The thing which has never happened, he will cut a body of a girl. In the magic show, they will show. There will be a hacksaw and it's running and the body is put inside. And then after that, they will show the girl is alive. Maya Jal. Grihasthi, Grihasthi says, Swamiji will say, Swamiji, we are all in Maya Jal. You are out of Maya Jal. That means Grihastha Ashram itself is a Maya. We are bound inside this. And Swamiji, you are not in Grihastha Ashram. You are sannyasi. So you are out of Maya. So Grihastha Ashram is also a Maya. In bhakti, power of God is called Maya. Saraswati is the power of knowledge. Lakshmi is the power of wealth. Durga is the power of physical power. So these are the power of Maya. Tulsidas ji describes this Maya like this. Ubhe beech sri sohati kaise, brahma jeeva beech maya jaise. In the forest, Ramji is going in front, followed by Sita ji and followed by Lakshman. Ramji represents Brahma and Sita ji is considered as Maya and Lakshman is jeeva. So jeeva is not able to see Brahma Ram because in middle is Maya. So Tulsidas says, jeeva is not able to see the Brahman because of Maya. Maya is of two kinds. One is Vidya Maya, another is Avidya Maya. Vidya Maya, the whole world, whole Brahmand is created by the Vidya Maya. There is a whole science behind it. There is a law in the cosmos. It is not haphazard something. So it is Vidya Maya. And what is Avidya Maya? Avidya Maya covers the truth. There are two types of Maya, Vidya and Avidya Maya. So what type of Sita Maya is that? Sita ji in between Ram and Lakshman, is it Vidya Maya or Avidya Maya? People will say Avidya Maya, but Sita ji is not Avidya Maya. Why it is not? She is Vidya Maya because it is said Udbhav Sthiti Sanghar Karini Klesharini. Sita ji is Udbhav sthiti, then vinash, it removes the klesh also, it is sees vidya maya. Maya is very abstract. We can't see the maya, but its effect can be seen. Effect of the maya can be seen, but the maya itself is the unmanifest power. So there, here the author says, there are two powers. One is the vichep shakti, another is the avaran shakti. The first is the avaran shakti functions. First thing, it will cover. Then the vichep shakti will come. So Gurudev used to say, non-apprehension of the truth, non-apprehension, first avaran, first the cover. Then comes the misapprehension, then comes the projecting power. First avaran, like a rope is there, you are not able to see the rope. Avaran shakti has covered the rope, and instead of seeing the rope, the vichep shakti has created that it is a snake or it is a dry stick lying there, or it is a bhuchidra, as if a floor is cracked, or it is a dry garland is there. A different type of projection comes, and the projection will be according to your mind. Some may see the rope itself. They are not seeing any projection on that. Some may see it is a dry garland. Some may see it is a stick. Some may see it is a snake. So depending on your vasana, you will create it. And vichep shakti created the whole world, starting from lingadi, from the subtle body to brahmandan. Up to the brahmand it has created. What is the definition of maya? One we have seen regularly, ya, ma, sa, maya. Ma, ya, reverse it. Ya, ma. In ma, in Sanskrit means no. That which is not there is called maya. So Vishana is, what is this jagat? It's created by maya. Created by maya means what? It is not there. Ya, ma, sa, maya. It's not there. Another definition is, miyate anaya jagat, by which world is measured, means where there is world, maya is there. Maya is pervading the whole world, it is creating. It has created the whole world. And from the ignorant standpoint, now we are going to see how the three types of people see the world. Ignorant, rational, and realized. Three people have got three types of visions, how they look at this world. So for ignorant, the world is existing real. Is ignorant, and for him, both the body which is created by five great elements, the world which is also created by the five great elements, is real. It's real. You ask him who has created, he will say there is a Shakti called Bhagwan, and Bhagwan has created all this. Simple. Ishwar has made all this thing. He created all these 14 worlds, and we go into these 14 worlds according to our karma. And in chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita, we have said, at the time of death, if your mind is sattvic, you go to the upper loka. When your mind at the time of death is rajasic, you stay in this loka. And if your mind is in tamasic, then you go to lower loka. That we have seen. But a rational person, what will he say? Rational person want to know the real nature of maya, whether it is sat or asat, whether it is with form or without form, whether it is real or it is unreal, whether it is a power of Brahman or not. A rational person will always ask question, what is this maya? Scripture says, this is anirvachaniya. You cannot describe it. Why? First question is, okay, tell me whether it is sat. Now let us try to find out how you could say it is indescribable. The scripture says that you cannot describe it. But how? Tell me. ask question, is it Sat? Is this Maya Sat? Is this world Sat? What is the meaning, definition of Sat? Sat is that which remains in three periods of time. And the real, I will add one more word to the definition, Trikale api tishtati nirvikara rupena. Trikal, it stays in all three periods of time. Trikale api tishtati, Trikal, what is this Trikal? Past, present and future, one which stays in all three periods of time, nirvikara rupena, without any modification. That is called Sat. Can you say this world as Sat? Can you say this body as Sat? It was not present before birth. It will not be present after death. It is present only for a particular period of time. Can we call it Sat? No. Whole world, can we call it Sat? Was it there before the creation? Will it be there after dissolution? It cannot be there. We cannot call this world as Sat. Okay. So, should we say it is Asat? Next question. If it is not Sat, then is it Asat? Asat means what? What is the definition of Asat? Which is not there in three periods of time. Can we say this world is not existing? No, it is existing. We can't say Asat also. So, how you will define it? Sat. Asat. It is not Sat, it is not Asat. The definition says, Sat Asatabhyam Bhinna Mithya Anirvichaniya. If anything is not Sat or Asat, the definition is Mithya. So, what do you mean by Mithya then? Which stays only for a limited period of time. It was not in the past, it will not be in the future, but staying in the moment for some time, that thing is called Mithya. It is Mithya. Suppose if we say, no, it is Sat, it is real. If it is real, then you can never negate it. It will never go away. But the Maya goes away on inquiry. Maya can never stand inquiry. Once you start doing the inquiry, it will go away. How? In Bhaja Govindam, Shankaracharya says, Vayasi gate kah kama vikara, suske nire kah kasara, chine vitte kah parivara, gyate tatve kah sansara. Gyate tatve, when you come to know the your own true nature of self, where is the sansar then? There is no sansar, it's gone. It's very simple. When you are able to see the rope, can you see the snake? You can't see. From the standpoint of the snake, you can say that there is a substratum, Brahman is there, rope is there. But when you are standing on the platform of the rope, can you show the snake then? Once after knowing the rope, can you show the snake? No. When you come to know the substratum of the world or your essential nature, you will not be able to show the world. It's not there. And what is the position of jnani? So we have seen as an ignorant, as a rational person, and jnani, for jnani, is not there. He is not affected. He knows the nature of the Satchidanand, he knows the nature of world also. World is whole, changing and perishable. And this is nitya. There is no sukh here. There is sukh here in the Brahman. He knows where the sukh is. So from the standpoint of ignorant, there is avaran sakti and vichep sakti. Avaran sakti covers and vichep sakti projects. In Vivek Chulamani, you see, in the dream also you will find like this. When the jagrat avastha is not there, then there is a dream comes. What is there in the dream? There is no light. Nothing is there. No outside light is going inside. And you are projecting there. Dream. Sapna is continuing. And this comes from the darkness and merges in the darkness. Whole dream is coming out of darkness, ignorance, there is no light there. And again when the dream is over, it merges there, it's not there. In Vivek Chudamani it is said, Abhyakta Namani Parmesh Sakti Anadya Abhidya Trigunatmikapara Karyanumeya Sudhyaiva Maya Yaya Jagat Sarvamidam Prasuyate. What is this Abhyakta Namani? That Maya is Abhyakta, unmanifest. From that unmanifest, manifestations comes in. That we have already seen many times. From Abhyakta, what else comes? The whole thing we have seen, the subtle and the gross form, and how the Ahankar comes, that was all explained in our chapter 13, is in detail. Bhagavad Gita chapter 13, it is said in detail. So how we see Karya Anumeya, we see the effect of Maya only. Maya itself you can't see, but the effect of the Maya we can see. And how is that? Trigunatmika. It is Sattva Rajas Tamas Guna Pradhan. And this Maya, the original one, is superior to the effect, because we can't see that Maya, the unmanifest Maya, we can't see. But here it is said, it veils and projects. Tamogun veils, Rajogun projects, and about the Sattvagun, nothing is mentioned in this verse. Why it is not mentioned? Because now we are talking about the creation of the world. That is why the Sattvagun part is not said here. Whose power is this Maya? In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Devi aisa gunmayi mam maya adurattya. Lord says, mam maya. It is my power. People want to know who created, kiska hai, kisne banaya. Mam maya adurattya. Lord has clearly said there. And this power is always inert. Maya is inert. All those five elements are inert. All inert things need a sentient being. Automatic machine can manufacture automatically, but it needs a sentient person to switch it on, control it. Similarly, the Shakti, Maya Shakti of Brahman, it needs a sentient being to activate it. It is in Tattvabodh, it is said, Brahma Asraya Sattva Rajas Tamo Gunatmika Maya Asti. Brahma Asraya, this Maya Shakti is dependent on Brahma. Brahman is not dependent on Maya. Maya is dependent on Brahman. Even in our individual being or individual person, we all also have a power. Power to see, power to hear, power to touch, taste, power to smell. This Shakti, this power we have got. Can they stay without me? Suppose I have got the power to speak. I go to my room. Can I send my power here and teach you? Or you stay home. You have got the power of hearing. You send the ear here. Power. No. It cannot exist. You have to be present. Similarly, Brahman has to be present. And that is his power. Maya is also called Prakriti. Prakriti? Yes, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said there are two types of Prakriti. One is the Para Prakriti and other is Apara Prakriti. Chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita, you will find it. And that Apara Prakriti is Astadha. Astadha means eight constituents are there. It is made of eight things. What are those eight things? Five great elements, Man, Buddhi, Ahankar. These eight things are there. Very good. So the whole creation is because of Maya. Guruji gives a very beautiful example of Maya. How to solve this problem, Maya? There was a rich person, he wrote his will that after my death, whole wealth should be divided in my three sons in a particular ratio. Son number one will get half of my wealth. Another son one will get one third of my wealth. And the third son will get one ninth. First will get second. And third one. He left 17 horses. And these three sons started fighting. I want half of 17 horses. How much that? 8.5, so you have to cut one horse. One third, you cannot divide 17 by 3. One ninth, 17 divided by 9, that also not possible. So they were fighting. So one minister came riding on the horse. He said, "Why are you fighting?" "Well, this is the will. My father has said that you will distribute this in this proportion. Half, one third, and one ninth." "Oh, that is your problem. Okay." He added his horse with the 17. 17 plus 1, 18. Divided by 2, 9. You take 9 horses. Second one, one third. How much? How many we will get? 3. No, no. Six. 6. 18 divided by 3, 6. The first one got 9. Second one got 15. Now the third one will get 1/9. 1/9 of 18 is 2. 15 plus 2, 7. Minister took his horse and went away. This was Maya coming in, Maya going out. Maya problem can be solved. Superimpose on the Brahman, negate it. The student wanted to know what this creation is. Okay, there is only one Satchidanand. Superimpose the whole thing. And how is this superimposition is being happening? It is because of the Maya Shakti. And ultimately, we will negate this also. So what will remain? Brahman will remain. Can we negate Brahman? No. What is this Srishti? That is explained in verse number 14, which we'll take up in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Guru Namah. Hari Om.